Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Going to give some marital advice here on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Should be a hot topic. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. It's podcast numero dos. It's a two for Tuesday here on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Welcome back. The longest running motivational show on iTunes. And it is my distinct pleasure to spend it with you. So let's get right into it. Did you leave a 5-star rating for my show on iTunes? Okay, great. Thanks. All right, let's get right into it. I got an email from a listener. By the way, if you want me to cover a topic on today's show, or not today's show, any day show, I meant, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, or you can email me if it's a little more private, like this one. I'm not going to use a person's name, but it's a great question, that one I get a lot when I'm at live events. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. sam@everydayissaturday.com. Here we go. Sam, I need some marriage advice pretty bad. My wife feels like we're drifting apart because I'm finally coming out of my box and striving full speed towards my goals and becoming a really positive person. It's totally changed my life, and she feels left behind. And now I'm connecting with my community, and that makes it even worse because she's not interested in my niche or my community. We've been married 11 great years and now are starting to have this problem. She's afraid I'm riding off into the Wild West without her, but it's hard for her to come along since she's not interested in the Wild West. How can I process this? I'm going to guess you've experienced this. You got that right. And have heard of it time and again. Listen, I recorded a show on this about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, because it is a topic. First of all, thank you for the question. And, you know, look, this is a topic that comes up a lot, especially, like I said, when I'm at live events. These are conversations I have in the hallway with individuals, men and women. I mean, entrepreneurship knows no boundaries. I mean, if you're a man and you're going for your dream, then your significant other will have questions if they're not lock, step, and barrel. If you're a female and you're going for your dream, same thing. Your significant other is going to have some serious doubts. Why? Well, look, let's just look at it for what it is. 4 out of 5 business owners fail in the first year, and if you manage to make it past that first year, 4 out of 5 of those are going to fail in the next 5. Now, the beauty of that is, though, is you don't have to quit your job like I did, okay? I ripped the Band-Aid off, and I said, man, I'm just going to go for it because I was in a lot of pain. You got to understand. I mean, my wife and I had had these conversations for years and years and years before I ever quit my job. Now, I quit my job on a whim because I was getting what we call the gift of feedback in the corporate world, and I just told the boss to shove it, man. I'm done. Then I went bankrupt, of course, went back and worked again for about 18 more months, and then I finally figured out what I wanted to do when I grew up. But my wife and I would have these discussions. I mean, my gosh, we were talking about me quitting back in 97. We were living in High Point, North Carolina. I took my first management job. I went from sales, which is always, you make way more money than management does usually, and I went to making $40,000 base salary, traveling my you-know-what off, and having now running an adult daycare, which is all management is. You run an adult daycare, you know. You have these 40-year-old men. I had all men at the time, and they didn't know whether to turn right or left unless they asked you first. It's like, you know, crazy. And so then I got out of that game, and I actually went to resign in 97, and my vice president at the time said, you're not resigning. If you want to go back in sales, go back in sales. We'll move you back to Buffalo, and, you know, that was awesome. So I went back to Buffalo, played a lot of golf, had a great summer, crushed all my sales quotas. The only bad part about 1997 is my mom passed away July 7th of that year, and thankfully, and that really is a God thing in my opinion, that I wasn't 800 miles away when my mom died because I would have just been, you know, horrible, you know, horrible that I would, the last time I would have seen my mother would have been at Christmas at 96. So as it turns out, we got back to Buffalo, had Mother's Day with her, and my birthday I spent with her, and then she died pretty much the week after my birthday. But, you know, that point in time, Angela and I had been talking about quitting. Then I went back, and then in 1999, we went and looked at restaurants, and she had wanted nothing to do with that, and she knew I didn't either, and I didn't end up pulling the trigger on that. But then I met with real estate brokers. I was going to quit, and I was going to sell real estate. I've always wanted to actually be a real estate agent, but every real estate agent always talks me out of it. They're like, dude, way too much work. You should just speak. Go and do your thing. I'm like, okay, I'll take that as a compliment. But anyway, my wife and I had been talking about this for years. I didn't just quit my job in 2005 and just say, honey, guess what I did? Now, I did change, and my mindset changed, and that's not easy for somebody to accept when you have gone from this particular mindset to look, we're talking about going to a whole different stratosphere with what you think, how you think, what you say, how you say it, what you accept, what you don't accept in your life. The podcast right before this one, I talked about, standing guard at the entrance of your mind and don't allow people to give you bad advice. And so when a significant other knows you, way before you ever went off into the Wild West, as it's referred to in this email, it's not that they don't support you. It's not that they don't believe you or believe in you. It's the fact that they're nervous because they know. They probably know more than you know. You know you're excited. They know it's scary and risky when you don't have a job. Although you and I, the listener, both know the riskiest thing you could possibly have is a job because you're at the mercy of the boss's decision. You don't get a say. You might get a small one, and I mean a very small one, if any. But look, when auto dealers started going bankrupt in 2008, that should have woke everybody up that if, GM or some other multi-billion-dollar entity can go under one day, Shearson, Lehman Brothers, guys, look, there's no such thing. Job security is an oxymoron, but most people don't look at it that way. We still have that industrial age mentality where you get a job, you get a paycheck, you work hard, you save your money. No, thank you. No. And I'm telling you, man, I've had both. I've had a job for 15 years. I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years. I'd much rather be an entrepreneur. Are there sleepless nights? Hell yeah, there are. Are there sleepless nights in a job? Hell yeah, there is. You know as well as I do. You don't sleep well every night when you have a job. Let me tell you the main differences. And this is where I would have a conversation with my spouse. And look, Angela and I used to go to Panera Bread all the time and have conversations about where I was going with my life because she knew. She really was in it to raise our children, and all she wanted to know was, are we going to be safe? Are we going to be secure? And I could answer unequivocally yes, because that's how much I believed in myself. And I said, Angela, look, if I can just get you to believe in me, in this whole every day is Saturday mission, if I tell you that I won't allow us to go broke and live in a shelter, will you in turn support me? And, look, we didn't get there overnight, but the answer ultimately was yes. And so I said, okay, I've got your trust. That's all I need, because that makes me – the only way I would have a sleepless night is if I worried that my family didn't trust me or didn't believe in me. Then I wouldn't sleep at night. And I'm not saying even after that. Look, guys, I moved my family back to PA, and then we went back to our house in Cincinnati that we rented out 9 months later. And then I moved my family back to Western New York because of my rentals, and there were issues there, and then we moved back to our house in Cincinnati. We've always had the same house here that we built in 2004. We've rented it out to Procter & Gamble relocation families, Johnson & Johnson relocation families. Fortunately, Cincinnati is a very transit community where you got executives moving in and out a lot, and it's easy to rent your house. But we always came back here, but it was a little nerve-wracking moving the family. Think about that. You got kids in third grade, fourth grade, first grade, moving them back and forth. And so that whole – have you ever seen that design, that entrepreneurship? It's not this linear graph. It's not this line that just goes steadily upward at a diagonal angle. It's zig and zagging, man. It's going forward, backwards, upside down, looping around like a corkscrew, like a roller coaster. And that's the entrepreneurial road. And look, there's a lot of spouses out there. Let's just use the example of a husband and a wife. The husband's the entrepreneur. The wife wants to make sure that we're secure. That's, pretty normal. And I've been in that. I've been in exactly those shoes. And I've known when my wife had to look in her eyes like, hey, are we going to be okay? And that's a lot of pressure to feel. But you got to talk about where you're going, all right? You got to talk about why you've changed. You've got to talk about the Wild West not being really so wild. You've got to equate it into terms. For example, so if I was just going into the entrepreneurial world today, I would have a conversation with my wife outside of the home, outside of our kids. We'd go to Panera Bread or a Starbucks and sit down, and I'd say, hey, Ange, here's the deal, all right? what you may think of the Wild West, it's not really that wild. It's just you don't know that much about it because you don't spend as much time in the space as I do. And that's okay. But I'm just saying I want to bring you along with me. If only, you don't need to go into business with me, but I want to give you kind of a debriefing at the end of each day over dinner or every other day or every Saturday. I want to get away from everything for an hour and let you know what's going on, because the more you know, the more knowledge you have. Knowledge really is power. And I want you to sleep well at night. And I want you to let me know what your main concerns are about me going off into this new direction. It's not a crazy direction. It's not a bad decision. It's just new. Guys, what happens when we do anything new? It's nervous. Your first day of school in a new school, your first day at a new job, your first day in a relationship. It's all, there's some anxiety there. That's the fear of what? It's the fear of the unknown. You know what's going to happen when you go to a job because you know you're going to get the paycheck. You know you're going to get the 401k. You know you're going to get, you already know all that, but that's just because you're familiar with it. Don't allow something that you're unfamiliar with give you sleepless nights just because you don't know that much about it. It's up to you, the entrepreneur. In this example, me, the husband, it's up to me to educate my partner, in this case, my wife, on what we can expect. Because it's not all unknown. There's just facets of it. When will we start earning income, right? What's the main goal? And look, share your business plan with your significant other. It doesn't need to be anything formal, but just show bullet points. Let's go over them. I mean, have her or him, your significant other, be the CEO of your dream, of your business. Bring them along so they feel empowered. And you know what's going to happen? Here's something funny that's going to happen. They're going to start giving you ideas. Hey, why don't you try this? Hey, you know, I was thinking about what we talked about. Did you ever think about this? Man, you start getting buying signals like that. That's when you know. That's when you know. It's a hand and glove fit. And maybe you don't get there tomorrow. Maybe you don't get there next month, but you'll get there. Eventually you will, you know, because the people we marry, my wife and I jokes about, my wife especially jokes about this all the time. When we started dating in 1996, I drove an Infiniti G20, which for me was like driving a Mercedes 560 SL. I mean, it's just stupid. The leather seat, it was awesome. I'd never even owned a car even remotely close to that, but I was starting to do well in sales. So I meet my wife, and I pick her up in an Infiniti G20, and she was flat broke her whole life as well, so she thinks she's riding with like the President of the United States. All right, we go on a date and blah, blah, blah. You know, fast forward 5 years, and I'm now a crazy entrepreneur and doing this and doing that. In 2005, now we're broke, and I'm driving a Honda Civic with no electric windows, okay? Because we had to buy the car in her name, okay? Because I was bankrupt. And she always jokes, you know, I thought I married this safe, secure corporate guy with the nice G20 Infiniti, and I end up in a Honda Civic in 2005, and he's 37, and we're kind of starting with no money. But we laugh, man. Life is a great, great, great journey. Don't confuse security and freedom, because they're so diametrically opposite, it's not even close. And don't confuse your significant other questioning you with no trust. Alleviate the fear. They want to know. They're not an individual that my wife especially is somebody who needs to know where we're going, or at least needs to know everything's going to be okay. And that's fair, okay? I used to think, well, what do you need to know? Why don't you just trust me? Can't you just trust me? Now I look back at a more mature 47-year-old Sam Crowley, and I say, hey, Ange, this is what we can expect, okay? This is why I'm doing what I do. And sometimes she says, hey, I don't even want to know. I trust you. And that's okay too, okay? But back 10 years ago, I was like, why don't you trust me? You don't agree with this. You know, I thought you loved me and we're married. And, you know, if I could go back and maybe edit some of those conversations, I would, and not confuse her questions for lack of trust. That's all they are, is a question. Remember, nothing has any meaning. No words have any meaning except for the meaning that you give them. So if your significant other, your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, is saying, hey, I need to know more, that's all that means. Tell me more. Let me be part of the journey with you. Yeah, maybe I'm not someone who wants to go venture out in this wild frontier with you, but I can watch and I can support. And you know what would make me feel a hell of a lot better is you went and actually got some results for us, because we are a team together. And that's going to make me feel a lot better. So I hope that helps the emailer. I hope that helps you as well. Individuals out there that have a partner that you're doing life with and you want to make them feel better. And as always, Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.